never meant to hurt you. I never meant to lie. So this is goodbye. This is goodbye.
Hey, I just want to cut in here and say this is Nate, and you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Also, 91.5 if you're local, and I love that if you're local, because that means you're nearby. I have switched over to Studio C. I'm just, like, doing my checks to make sure everything is coming through. We're listening to a little Porcelain by Moby. I got a great show lined up for you today, and let's get after it.
babe. But I may as well be living on the moon. When I heard you say you're not feeling it in that way, it reinforced what I already knew. The essence of life is suffering. Lean into the light, a sparkle blue. Of life at our fingertips. When you say it ain't right, it burns when you leave, and it makes me wanna scream. I want you back. Now that I can have you, I'll be okay chilling with yin and yanks. One brother's green, one brother's blue, but neither are you. Ooh. The essence of life, ecstasy. Lean into the light. Well, sometimes you gotta scream. I want you back. I want you back. Sparkle blue. I sway in place to a slow disco and a class for the saints and a bow for the road. Am I thinking what everybody's thinking? I'm so glad I came, but I can't wait to leave. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with ghosts. There's blood in my ears and a fool in the mirror, and the pain of mistakes couldn't get any clear. My thinking, I'm so glad I came, but I can't wait to leave. Slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost. slip my hand from your hand, leave you dancing with a ghost.
Hello, you're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. couple of hits that I just played for you, including the Moby in the background, which is, I think is going to be the backing artist for today. Wolfpack Back Pocket, which is a song that comes up every once in a while. And I saw it. It was the accompanying song on a post from Under the Couch, which was the music venue that I used to work at in Atlanta. It's now just the Musicians Network, RIP, Under the Couch. It will come back to life, I'm sure. Essence of Life by Jenny Lewis. Pretty much the only song I can play off of Joyal. Just go find that album and listen to it. Jenny Lewis is touring right now with Rilo Kiley. A lot of fun. And then Slow Disco by St. Vincent. I was thinking about playing the fast Slow Disco, but actually, I think just regular Slow Disco was the right move. Although I did get some feedback from co-host of the show, once and always, Becca, said that maybe the fast one would have been better. And then Signal by Sylvanesso. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of right in the pocket of a few different artists that I really love. And so I got a couple ideas to play some other people later. I think I'm going to play some poems. Not play some poems. I'm going to read some poems. Wrote a bunch over the summer. And that's the opportunity to do that. Nev will not be joining us today. Nev is helping people. We'll just leave it there. We'll leave it there. Okay. Let's get back to some music. Okay, yeah. So you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. I'll like run through that. Yeah, Good Luck by Broken Bells, Band of Horses, Cigarettes and Wedding Bands, Cigarettes, comma, Wedding Bands. Also like played out some of that Moby. Porcelain was playing earlier. I heard that on like a thing yesterday, and I was like, I forgot how awesome this song is. Which, like, hopefully for the rest of my life, that's, like, the deal. Like, I listened to a ton of music as a kid, and then I think I still listen to a lot of new music now, but it's not the same. It just doesn't... I think there was a time in radio, especially, and I've listened to the radio my entire life. it's a brag. That, like, really awesome songs would come on, and you would just have no idea what it was called or who it was by, and then you'd try to get good at guessing, and I'm actually a terrible... I'm, like, bad at guessing songs outright. I think the only reason why it seems like I'm good at that is because I'm, like, bad for someone who listens to a tremendous amount of music. But anyway. Yeah, we've kind of gone backwards in time, especially the Broken Bells, and then all the way back to Band of Horses. That song is, like, it comes up for sure. I'm getting approximately 1,000 texts from... let me see here. From Becca. This song sounds like NXT High School Nate. Oh my gosh, it was a High School Nate one. Yeah, that was Band of Horses is an NXT High School band for sure. Because there was also sort of like a, I don't know, like a woodsy, like mountainous type thing to Band of Horses, and then they kind of went mainstream, and everyone sort of started not liking them, which isn't a thing that happens, I think, now anymore. Which is a lot of fun. But anyway, big time shout out to Becca, who is still hosting the show from afar via our revived group chat. Anyway, I did want to talk today about a little Medford issue. It is the preliminary election for city councilor. So I really want you to go out there and to vote. I think that it's really important. I think the big thing here, it's a two-year cycle. There was definitely a huge shakeup of councilors last year, with I think as many as 5 of the 7 getting elected for the first time. Many of those except for one. 4 of those 5 are going to be back. And the big topic here is zoning. I think in Medford, there's been kind of a lot to do with, all right, hey, how do we set up Medford for the future? And something that I've started to just kind of educate myself on is, in order to pay for the services for the folks that live here, there's basically two ways. You can get a giant commercial tax base, which is the route that I believe Somerville has gone with the construction of Assembly Row, or you can have pretty high property taxes, which is the route that folks out in Arlington, Winchester have done. And I know that in some cases, you know, people are allergic to larger or higher property taxes. So developing a commercial base is important. And a big thing about developing a commercial base is rezoning areas so they can have a commercial base. So it's not only just like, hey, we're going to build a million high rises. It's not that. It's more about saying, hey, there's a lot of unused space, or there's sort of a lot of legacy space in Medford. And it's about changing how that space can be used when people do want to develop it. I think zoning sometimes gets a bad rap because it turns into a YIMBY versus NIMBY conversation. The yes in my backyard versus no, not in my backyard. You know, oh, I don't want to have a giant high rise next to my house, that kind of thing. I think it's a lot less of that. And it's a lot more of saying, hey, in the areas where we do want, you know, concentration, so places like Medford Square, hey, we do want to have not only a higher concentration, folks that can, you know, walk or bike to the places they need to be, maybe public transportation can serve those areas better. But then also, you know, making sure that develops such a commercial base that, you know, Medford Square really becomes a walkable area. And it is, and thriving, it's a thriving square as it is. But I do think reducing traffic, making it more walkable, would really help a lot of the businesses down there. Medford Square used to have grocery stores. It used to have all different kinds of places. And really, it was when they built a couple of those highway exits that really started to change. One of the best things I heard from folks at the Safe Streets Medford is, hey, 93 is over there, and Medford is here. right? And yes, you know, part of this community, it's nice to have an access to Highway 93 to get into the city, and most residents of this town work in the city or are connected to the city in some way. But also, it doesn't need to dictate our lives. Medford doesn't need to be a cut through, you know, on your way to Arlington. It doesn't need to be a place where folks try to zip through the neighborhoods instead of sitting in the traffic on the highway. You know, I'd like to see a couple exits closed. Medford has 3 exits in both directions. I don't really see much of a point for that. So anyway, this is just coming from somebody who loves to walk and ride and run and drive through Medford and has kids and wants to keep cars moving slow. And I do think zoning helps a lot with all those topics. So go out and vote. It will be a fantastic election. You can vote anywhere. You can vote at City Hall. You can look up where you're registered to vote if you happen to be like me and live in North Medford. The Roberts Elementary School is your place to be. So anyway, we've got more show for you this afternoon or this evening, this morning. Becca is out here just texting a million things. People are allergic to high property taxes. They are. Love this segment. Wow, great. So, Becca, you got to come back so we can like co-host and we can just like agree on zoning. But it's the preliminary election. I think this is sort of winnowing the field for the main election, which I think happens in November, which is great. So if you would like some more information about zoning, there are some really awesome resources from the Our Revolution Medford folks. But also, you can look up those things, and it doesn't need to be so confusing or scary. And the other thing that I heard was that, hey, yes, Medford is growing. There are about to be more people living here than have ever lived here, which is crazy to say for a town that was founded in 1633. And that just means that to keep up with schools, with services, with all that stuff, we need a tax base. And it's either going to come from the homes or it's going to come from commercial businesses. And I think developing those commercial businesses, that's the key there. And it's, you know, that's one of those things where that money does come right back. You know, when we fix roads, we fix schools, that money does come right back to Medford because those are Medford businesses we're supporting, which is awesome. So anyway, there's that. And yeah, I should log that I was talking about this. And yeah, it has been a great time. I think I've got some more songs, I think. And I'll come back in here when we talk about things. And then that's what we will do. Shout out to Becca one more time. Washed up at my feet.
staring at the sea.
I want to find an apple tree at the foot of a hill. And I want to rest in its shade and watch its fruit ripen. See the sides that are shown the sun slowly turn their hue to red. And when the time comes, I want to fill a bag so full of apples that I can barely hold it. And then I want to carry that bag to the top of the hill. And I sit down and feast. And I want that to be enough.
I can live.
There it is. Studio A. You know, or Studio C, everybody. Hey, we had Nico Case Rec and then From by Bon Iver, which I pronounce in the French style, even though he's from Minnesota. Yeah. Hey, I got a PSA for you here. Dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are also an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, give me a second. We were back at it here. Anyway, I will we'll go back to a couple songs and yeah. There we go.
Thank you.
All right, hey, I think I got one more for you here, and it is a recapitulation of a former song. So there you go.
Saint above for the world.
WMFO in Medford. Oh, well, I guess the CD player is not working. We're in the second studio here. But anyway, good morning, Boston, of course, the rest of the world as well. This is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Got a great show lined up.